Elsa Levasseur, and I'm a sustaining member, and I give monthly on the internet. It's so easy to listen to WGXC Accra.
Hi, this is Michael Wilde inviting you to Mostly Singles. And if you like what you're hearing, you'll love this show. Rarefied music, premieres, and guests. It's different every time. And a podcast, too. Go to WGXC.org. Mostly Singles, every fourth Tuesday at 8 to 10 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Art Omai, a sculpture and architecture park and international residency center in Ghent, New York. Open daily from dawn until dusk, Art Omai presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Information at artomai.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Info, music, signals, news, fun and frolic, and emergency instructions.
90.7 FM, WGXC.
Good morning, Hudson Cafe listeners. This is Maria Manhattan, and I am once again thrilled that you could join us today in the Hudson Cafe. There's a phrase that comes to mind right now, and that is that the world is too much with us. Indeed, indeed. So I'd say, why not spend our hour in silliness and merriment? Let's do our best, okay? And I think that means we start today with Spike Jonze and his City Slickers.
Secluded rendezvous that overlooks the avenue with someone sharing a delight, chat, this and that, and cocktails for two as we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go really, but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating kisses for the principal ingredient. Most any afternoon at 5, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete the plan that all began with cocktails for two.
Little balloon.
any afternoon at five.
Monday to Sunday at five.
We'll be so glad we're both alive.
We'll be so glad we're alive.
Then maybe fortune will complete
her plan that all began with cocktails.
Potato chips, how my mouth just drips. Potato chips, how my mouth just drips. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Potato chips, how my mouth just drips. Potato chips, how my mouth just drips. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. No matter where it is, you'll always find a bag around. Be in a bar, a picnic, even a baseball ground. Potato chips, how my mouth does drip. Potato chips, oh, drip, drip, drip. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Bang, bang, bang. Crunchy potato chips, crunch, crunchy, crunchy. I crunch, crunch, crunch. I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Potato chips, how my mouth does drip. Potato chips, crunchy, 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 crunchy. Don't bring me no lunch. All I want is potato chips. No matter where it is, you'll find a bag around. I could be even in a bar, a picnic, a baseball ground. It doesn't matter. Oh, those potato, potato chips. Potato, potato, a chippy chippo. Crunch, crunch, don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips.
Crunchy, crunchy. That was Slim Gaillard. I was not aware of that song till very recently. And let's see, what can I follow that with? I think it can only be New Orleans' own Dukes of Dixieland and Ice Cream. Yeah.
We'll be right back. got your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Chase your cares away. Hallelujah, get happy before the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're gonna be going to the promised land. We're heading across the river, wash your sins away in the tide. It's quiet and peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, get happy, your cares fly away. Shout hallelujah, get happy, get ready for your judgment day. Come on, get happy, chase your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Sun is shining, come on, get happy. Lord is waiting to take your hand. Hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. Heading across the river, throw your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready for the judgment day.
Iconic. Judy Garland, getting ready for that judgment day. Well, you know, we're kind of all getting ready for that judgment day, and I'm talking about election day, 6 days from now. We've got to get out and vote, right? So take a page from Ella Fitzgerald's book. She will be voting for Mr. Rhythm.
Change your woe into a wordy ho.
Peggy Lee says it best. She'll get by.
Now comes one of my favorite parts of this program, the wonderful songs of Kurt Weill, ladies and gentlemen. My ship has sails that are made of silk. Her decks are trimmed with gold and of jams and spice. There's a paradise in the hold. My ship's aglow with a million pearls, and rubies fill each bin, and the sun sits high in a sapphire sky. When my ship comes in, I can wait the years till it appears one fine day, one spring. But the pearls and such, they won't mean much if there's missing just one thing. I do not care if that day arrives. That dream need never be. If the ship I sing doesn't also bring my one true love to me. If the ship I sing doesn't also bring my one true
Tony Bennett, one of my favorite performers. He's just always so present. He really has a tremendous capability as a performer. Well, here's a bit of silliness from the pen of Tom Waits and sung by Dan Hicks.
The combo went back to New York. The jukebox has to take a leak. The carpet needs a haircut. And the spotlight looks like a prison break. Cause the telephone's out of cigarettes. The balcony is on the make. Piano tuner's got a hearing aid.
Say what?
And he showed up with his mother.
Showed up with his mother.
And the piano has been drinking.
Piano has been drinking.
Mm-hmm. And the bouncer is a sumo wrestler. Cream puff, Casper milk toast. With the IQ of a fence post. Cause the piano has been drinking. The piano has been drinking. Mm. And you can't find your waitress. And you just can't get served without her. The box office is drooling. The bar stools are on fire. The newspapers were fooling. And the ashtrays have retired. The piano has been drinking. The piano has been.
You are in the Hudson Cafe, and I am Maria Manhattan. And if you just tuned us in, you're at WGXC 90.7 on your FM dial, or you may be streaming us at WGXC.org. I'm broadcasting from my attic here in Hudson, New York, and we are community radio, creative community radio, serving both sides of the mighty Hudson River, as well as points much further afield. You know, in addition to local news and weather, we broadcast public meetings and we interview city officials. Our mayor, Kamal Johnson, is a regular on WGXC. We bring you a rundown of local and regional events. And in addition, we produce music shows like this one, the Hudson Cafe, and so many others. By the way, we just wrapped up a membership drive, and if you didn't have a chance to participate, I would say this is your golden opportunity. Step right up and get in on the action. Become a sustaining member. Just go to WGXC.org and click on Donate, and we would be happy to welcome you as a sustaining member. You know, I realize that a lot is being asked of all of us right now, But if you can, and if you enjoy listening to WGXC, help us remain on the air and able to keep you informed and entertained. And right now, I'd like to send one out to a brilliant man, someone I so respect. He's trying with every bone in his body to help us through this trying time. I commend Dr. Anthony Fauci for his willingness to put up with what he does put up with, because unlike his boss, Dr. Fauci truly cares about the health of this nation. So, Dr. Fauci, this one's for you. It's They Might Be Giants.
Science is real. From the Big Bang to DNA. Science is real. From evolution to the Milky Way. I like the stories about angels, unicorns, and elves. Now I like the stories as much as anybody else. But when I'm seeking knowledge, either simple or abstract, the fact science, the facts are with science.
Science is real. Science is real. Science is real.
Science is real.
Would think that we'd need to be reminded of that. Alas, let's take it down a notch with the Hula Honeys.
such a gift of beauty. You gave me to
That was a little Fellini Festival, a Nino Rota melange by Peter Blanchett with the Virtual Consort, featuring songs from Armacord and Eight and a Half. You know, you can't say that our taste doesn't run the gamut here in the Hudson Cafe. as we effortlessly travel from Maui to Fellini's Roma. And we're not done yet. Let's get back on that plane and jet to the greatest city in the world, and Dinah Washington's going to give us a tour.
We'll take Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on Old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so. When balmy breezes blow to and fro. Tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big cities, a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. We'll go to Yonkers, kiss we stole, soul to soul, and for some high fare, we'll go to my fair lady, say. We'll hope it closes
town, you know, like a tourist, you know what I'm saying? A big shot executive from LA, show business kind of guy. And right away he started to complain and moan and groan about New York. which didn't make me very happy. Oh, there's too much garbage, and the panhandlers are aggressive here, and there's a lot of crime and unemployment. And I said, wait a second, man. You're talking about New York City. Let me tell you what New York City is about, man. New York City is about delivery trucks racing down 7th Avenue with stuffed dolls tied to the grill, and people walking across the street like matadors in traffic. And New York is about the UN, and the Chrysler Building, and the World Trade Center, and the Empire State Building. And New York is about sunny days walking down 5th Avenue and running into an old friend you haven't seen in years and talking and talking and talking. That's what New York City is about, man. That's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? You got it all wrong, pal. Just listen to what I have to say. Now, things may be hard here and L.A. may seem better, but I have to find a way to make it here because believe me when I say, never gonna leave, never gonna leave, never gonna leave New York City. No, 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 I won't go. I'm never gonna leave, never gonna leave, never gonna leave New York City. You understand what I'm talking about? Well, my friend got me a ticket to L.A. He said, just come on out for a visit. Well, how could I refuse, you know? Bam, soon as I got here, put me up in his fresh crib in Benedict Canyon and got me a job making 3 times as much money as I'm making here in New York, and threw a little party for me, and there was some cute, cute girls there. Oh, LA's got cute girls, I gotta tell you. I met one named Susie. Susie, Susie Q. Susie and I hit it off real well. We started dancing and romancing and doing our thing. We started to fall for each other in a big way, and that's when I had to get honest with her. I had to be real. Yeah, I was a boy from New York City, and I had to tell her, look, baby, sit down, because there's something I gotta say. Now, I know you like me, and I kinda like you, too. Before we get too far with this, I got something I gotta tell you. Never gonna leave, never gonna leave, never gonna leave New York City. For one thing, I'm never gonna leave, never gonna leave, never gonna leave New York City. Well, Susie Q in L.A., well, we had to part, you understand. I jumped on the next jet, flew into LaGuardia. You know, you come over Manhattan and you see the skyline, it's like, wow, you know. Touchdown, jumped in a cab, shot over the Triborough Bridge, and rising above us, like the phoenix from the ashes, was Manhattan Island, the skyline of life. And we scooped into the concrete canyon. And who was that Jackie O that just came out of Bergdorf Goodman? And is that Sylvester Stallone? No, 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 it's Frank Gorshin sulking down 57th Street. You see what I'm trying to say? I want to be in the town where Robert De Niro lives. You know what I'm saying? And I want to be in the town that the UN is in. When the UN comes to your town, I'll move to your town, okay? And I want to be in the town where the battery's up and the Bronx is down. By law, that is, boogie down. Do a die Bed-Stuy. You know what I'm saying? I want to be in the town that's got Jackie O and LL Cool J every day, all the way. You know what I'm saying? So let me tell you this. Sit down and listen closely. Now, LA's cool, and London's a classical gas, and Paris is great, and Tokyo's too far away.
Never gonna leave, never gonna leave, never gonna leave New York City.
No, 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 no. Trying to tell you,
I'm never gonna leave, never gonna leave, never gonna leave New York City.
Now get it up, get it up, get it up, get it up.
I'm never gonna leave, never gonna leave, never gonna leave, never gonna leave, never gonna leave.
Isn't that great? That's a song that was just recently re-released by Gray. Gray was a New York art band from the 1980s that my friend Michael Holman fronted. In fact, the artist Jean-Michel Basquiat was an original member of the band. And I have always loved that song. I think it's the greatest love letter to New York that I've ever heard. And I'm so happy that it has been re-released on vinyl. You know, it paints that great picture of New York in the 80s, but obviously the sentiment is timeless. Well, how about a little bit more New York nostalgia with Ella and Lewis?
Autumn in New York, why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells the thrill. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds in canyons of steel, they're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in that brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again.
Autumn in New York. The gleaming rooftops at sundown. Oh, autumn in New York. It lifts you up when you run down. Yes, Jerry's and gay divorces. Lunch at the Ritz. We'll tell you that it's divine. This autumn in New York transforms the slums into Mayfair. Oh, autumn in New York, you'll need the castles in Spain. Yes, lovers that bless the dark. Oh, on the benches in Central Park. Great autumn in New York. It's good to live it again. Thank you.
New York that brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty hands may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it
again. Classic. Doesn't get any better than that. Well, thank you so much for joining me in the Hudson Cafe today. You know, I thought we'd go out dancing. My last show, which was, of course, the 100th Hudson Cafe, it ran a little over, and I didn't have time to slip in Lester Lannan's Society Orchestra. It's a sound and a record that means a lot to me because my dad is on accordion. And I've got to thank him for my musical education. So till next time, get out and vote. The future looks great.